Okay, and when we come back, these two are going to give us their comparisons of who...
Save this tape.
Nick Batista has this. Dear Drew, any updates on Jadeveon Clowney and DeAndre Hopkins? Yeah, neither of those guys played in the second preseason game. They haven't practiced in a while, but it's mainly a precautionary thing. They'll be ready week one. Don't know that you'll see much of them, if at all, this preseason moving forward. But they're okay. If they had to play right now, they could, but why do that in August? John Terrell, dear Drew, the last few years, I've heard our division described as one of the weakest. But do you still think that is the case, or are we more middle of the road? The AFC South is pretty solid because you had the Texans last year at 9-7. The Titans also went 9-7. The Colts were pretty strong. And then the Jaguars, they had their struggles. But I do think this is a much better division. And I was talking with a guy named Paul Perillo. He does a lot of the same stuff me, John Harris, Mark Vandermeer do for the Patriots. And we were talking about this in West Virginia. And he said the AFC East is a weaker division. If you take out the Patriots, the other three teams all have losing records. And, you know, that's not the case here in the AFC South. So it's bunched up a lot more tightly in the AFC South. And no, this is not a weak division. And John, that's such a fantastic question that I'm going to give you Houston Texans scratch-offs. So look at that. It's a little different than it used to be. Doesn't it look beautiful? You know, the red right here. I love it. So send an email here, and then we'll send you some scratch-offs. Okay, a lot of you asked about left tackle Dwayne Brown, so we're going to go with Daniel Nunez's question about it. He goes, dear Drew, our offensive line has looked impressive. Will the return of Dwayne hinder or slow down that progress if he comes back, when he comes back? Dwayne's going to come back. I bet you'll see him week one. I think he will fit in very nicely. He has no doubt kept in shape. If it's the Dwayne we all know and love, he's in outstanding shape, and he'll be ready to rock. No, I think when you add a player like that, it only helps your offensive line. And a lot of other players have been getting good reps, so that's been good on their end too. But no, you get Dwayne back, that's a good thing. It's been a long time since we've done this, and I missed you all, but hey, we'll be back again next week with another Dear Drew.